Inside the beehive hut on the Skellig Islands, the princess of the ponies realized that she was out of her depth. We're back with the pony story. Are you ready for another episode?
Yes.
She was unsure and unclear. She had come to the Skelligs in order to make sure that she would be able to travel all the way around the island of Ireland safely. She knew that she actually most of all needed some good advice. Because where she was going to go was a land that was strange, was different. And she was quite sure that the reputation of Kerry as being a place full of monsters wasn't the only part of Ireland that could apply to. She knew that there would be things to be found in Limerick, in Clare, in Galway, in Mayo, in Sligo, Donegal.
In Lahinch.
She knew that if she was to go the other way, through Cork, Waterford, Wexford, things could be even worse. And she knew that it was impossible to go across the bogs of Ireland, the centre of Ireland. In fact, she knew that she would have to go all the way around the coast, that her best chance would be to do an awful lot of the travel with the horses on beaches, riding across sand. That was what she hoped. She needed somebody to tell her how she would find her way. It was a journey that was going to take a long time.
But Dad, remember, she was disguised because she had black hair. But she also had the scissors that she could cut all her hair off.
She could, yes.
So, from any danger.
Yes, she could actually. People wouldn't know she was a princess anymore.
Yes, but she also has scissors, so she can cut all her hair off.
Well,
need for something.
I can tell you.
Like a rope, or if there was a zip wire, but without anything to hold on, she could snip her hair off and use it as a thing to hold on to.
To hold on to the zip wire?
Yeah.
Like in Lahinch? You're absolutely right. The scissors plays a really important part in the story.
Yes.
But we have to wait until later to find out how important the scissors is for the survival of the ponies. In fact, I can tell you now that if it wasn't for the scissors, the ponies would never have got anywhere. Oh yes, the scissors is very important in this story. But it wasn't only important to have tools and technologies, to have bits of equipment, things like, you know, axes or scissors or knives or swords or shields or all those kind of things. They were not enough. We know from the king's story that it's what happens in your head that's more important than what happens in your arms. Isn't that right? It's the wisdom that you have which gets you through trouble. That's the best way to escape.
Dad, can you just tell me a story?
Yes. Yes, she wanted a good bit of advice. And she had no idea who these creatures inside the frock coats were. She couldn't actually see their faces. And she thought that they might be ghosts. They might not have any body. They might just have a spirit. A good spirit. She knew they had a good spirit. She knew that for sure. She felt that by the warmth that was gripping her hand. Oh yes. Suddenly, there was silence. There was complete silence in the room. And a voice came and said, "Let there be silence." And nobody breathed. Nobody even let out a puff of air out of their lungs. Everybody in the room closed their eyes. The the princess could feel it. She couldn't see it. She even shut her own eyes, and she knew as soon as her eyes were shut that she was listening to silence. And out of the silence came, up from below the silence, came an image, a picture, a sort of feeling, a feeling picture. It didn't exactly have a shape, but it had substance. It was telling her something. The message she was receiving was, "You can rely on nobody. You can't depend on anybody. You must love yourself. You must trust your own feelings.
Instincts.
You must, absolutely, you must have instincts that guide you," was the message. And at that moment, the princess knew that she didn't have to come to the Skellig Islands. If she'd looked inside at the beginning, if she'd stopped and just been mindful of herself, she would have saved herself an awful lot of trouble. Absolutely, 12 miles, all the way out to the Skelligs. But she knew that she hadn't wasted her energy. She knew that she had learned a lesson that she would know forevermore in the whole of her life. And the message was, stop. Look inside yourself for the answer. Love yourself, trust yourself. In that moment on the Skellig Islands, the princess learned a lesson that she would never, ever forget. And all the dangers that she was going to get into, and all the times when she might be at risk of her life being taken from her, she knew that she could fall back, most of all, on herself. She looked up into the... She slowly opened her eyes and she looked up into the faces of the very strange creatures that were in front of her, and she saw that they had bodies. She saw that something weird had happened. They had been transformed into beautiful, smiling people. Men and women living together on the Skellig Islands, making wisdom, singing with the stones. And she knew that even though she could have stayed back on the mainland in Kerry with the horses, and that she could have found her own way, she knew that this had been an important experience in her whole life, and that she was now ready to leave the Skelligs and face the monsters of Limerick. And that is what she did next. Yes? We have to... Ah, no, we'll have to stop now. I think that we'll pause for now.